Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio. This is David Stegen, the reporter for FedScoop, and I'm joined today by Sasi Pillay, the CTO at NASA. Hi, Sasi. How are you doing today?
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Great. Now, we've been talking a little bit. You guys are doing a lot of great stuff in the app space right now. Can you talk a little bit about what you guys are working on?
Right. Yeah. We want to give credit to the folks down at Marshall who has actually stood up the internal app store. And primary function for that is, like the name suggests, is to be able to deliver applications, mobile applications, to our workforce. But one of the things as part of our grand strategy for mobility is to be able to take that concept and extend it beyond that. And what I mean by that is not only to support internal applications, but a mechanism by which our employees can go to the internal app store but still get access to externally provisioned services. And this has a lot of advantages regarding license management, in terms of providing secure access. And one of the biggest things it provides for us is to be able to give our end users a single identity. So regardless of whether it's NASA provision services or non-NASA services, they can access them with the single identity that we provide for our employees. And that's that seamless integration, and the user experience is absolutely necessary for its ultimate success. So those are some of the things you're working on today.
With the internal apps, and you said you guys are looking at more external apps. What kind of external apps are you looking at exactly?
Well, for example, even productivity tools and mobile devices, maybe it's one of these things that you want to have automatic recognition of handwriting. And instead of being able to type, you know how hard it is to type on a small device, with a virtual keyboard even. So the idea is that if you can do freehand writing and be able to absorb that as a text right into a document or something like that, even on a mobile device, would significantly improve productivity. But even the cost for such things, even though they are quite minimal, when you're talking about a large organization, that adds up. And the other way is to be able to manage these licenses appropriately. So if a person is not using it, we can actually repurpose it. Or if an employee were to leave, that license is not lost. So those are some of the advantages an internal app store can provide.
I know one of the big issues with apps is security. Correct. How are you going to go about securing these?
Well, that's the other nice thing about the mobility component is the fact that we can do risk-based applications that, you know, we used to talk about it, but now actually we can start to deliver that. What I mean by that, on a mobile device, you can have one application which is completely open. You know, it might be talking about the times or the tide that's coming in, which is a freely available data set. But that can coexist with another application that we want to tie down and lock down and be as secure as possible. The nice thing about being able to support that through an app store and a mobile device is those two can coexist on the same device without having to protect the device. So that significantly changes the security architecture moving into the future.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing your insights with
us. Okay. All right. Thanks for the opportunity.
Perfect. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you next time.